The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
They looked into a closet and they took a shelf down and they started pulling things out. And dug back to an area that I didn't even know existed in my house.
Is that a good excuse? People find bodies in their house and you're like, I didn't even know that area existed in my house.
It's an older house. You know, this was like where the Underground Railroad came through. Like, you know, like sure, there's gonna be spots that you don't know what happened, where they are. And
so that's an excuse you could use that with why there are bodies in your house?
Sure.
If there were bodies in your house?
Well, I think what would happen realistically is they would figure out how long the dead body has been there. And then you would say, oh, well, I've only owned this house for X amount of years, so...
What if it was a weapon? A gun?
Or a saber?
Who used a saber?
Morgan
Genghis
Freeman.
Genghis Khan? Morgan Freeman.
And in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He had a saber.
Was Morgan Freeman in that?
He was.
So was Dave Chappelle.
He was Akeem. He had the blots on his face.
Well, Morgan Freeman.
I was him for Christmas, and it didn't go well.
You were him for Christmas?
I was.
Not Halloween? You were Morgan Freeman for Christmas?
Yeah. How did you pull
that
off?
It's a Crowley family tradition.
Please tell me you didn't go blackface.
With little orange dots.
Well, for starters, I meant to say Halloween, and I just blew out of... But yes, for Christmas, little baby Jesus and little baby Morgan Freeman. But going back to your crawl space theory here, like, the people who... Let's say Neverland goes on sale for, like, $20 million.
A lot more than that, yeah.
20 million Turkish rupees.
Okay.
And
now we're talking.
And, like, there's all these secret rooms. There's, you know, speakeasies and torture chambers and tickle dens. Like.
Solved. Like, I'll give you 30 million.
Okay. Like, I would think that that's part of the allure of buying Neverland Ranch is all these cool little...
Tickle
rooms,
dens.
Tickle dens, and, you know...
Little nail marks at the door.
Like Blair Witch Project.
When I started speaking with Kathy's friends, they all said to me that I should speak to Susan Berman, that she was a very close friend of Bobby's, that they were close since college, that when Kathy went missing, she protected Bobby from the press, and they basically told me if anyone knows anything about Kathy's disappearance, it would be Susan Berman.
And she is a Las Vegas mobster's daughter. Good to know.
Yeah.
Important.
Her dad was an acquaintance or a comp, whatever, of Bugsy Siegel in Murder, Inc.
You can't write characters like this.
This fucking story is ridiculous. It gets crazier every single time.
We did some phone record sweeping. And we found that some of the phone records show that the Durst organization got collect phone calls from Ship Bottom, New Jersey.
You used to call the office collect.
Oh, all the time.
Tell me about that.
I would call the office collect.
Next question.
And that goatee takes a lot of work.
I was just going to say that.
That's Satan's goatee. Maybe you're dealing with a murderer. You're interviewing a murderer, so you want to be in disguise. I don't want him to see you, so maybe that is a fake goatee.
What was your relationship with Susan Berman over all those years?
Came over to talk to you, you're in your backyard playing.
With a very smart sweater and dead eyes.
And why does this dude always look like he didn't know there was a camera about to take a picture of him? It's like catching someone on camera when they're like in mid-sneeze.
Something happens to Susan then.
Oh, not long after that, Susan Berman was murdered.
Oh yeah. Forgot she was murdered. That's like his reaction.
Yeah, it was just like a casual.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to?
I guess when so many people die close to you, that's just how you talk.
Well, I called because she was late for dinner by a half hour, and she was always very, very punctual when it came to little family dues. I said, Susie, it's Denny. I hope you didn't confuse tonight with tomorrow night. I've got Kukuru.
Christmas Eve, Kukuru, Berman. What do you take away from that?
They're going to the movies tomorrow. Let's put it that way.
And getting Chinese food.
Yeah, they're getting Chinese food and they're going to go see That's... Men in Black.
What is he, Men in Black?
Yeah, wasn't that a Christmas movie a couple years back?
I think it was Men in Blackface, your Christmas at the Crowley House.
Did you have any theory yourself of what might have happened to Susan?
No.
Do you want anything? I'm going to the kitchen. It's like, nah.
Does it make sense to you that there were people that suspected you of having...
Oh, sure.
I'm a murderer.
Of course.
So what do you think about this note?
I mean, that's her address. Block letters of somebody who's hiding their signature.
I wouldn't pick up on that if someone said that. I wouldn't be like, oh, there's block letters, so they're hiding there.
No, neither would I.
I didn't even think of that.
I think it was a child.
Wingdings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is that racist?
What'd you call me?
Is that the most racist font you could think of? Wingdings?
Let's just start calling people wingdings. See if that catches on. White people.
The guy's a banana.
Way too many wingdings in this place. Let's get out of here.
One of the speculations is that if it was somebody that liked her, they wouldn't want her lying around in her house. You know, if she had to die, she should die.
If somebody liked her, why kill her? And now you're taking this big risk.
Which big risk?
You're writing a note to the police that only the killer could have written.
With her dad being a mobster, doesn't the mob sometimes, out of respect, do certain things for you? Like they'll kill you and leave your watch and your chain?
Or like they won't shoot you in the face so you can have an open casket.
I was going to say, or if they don't like you, they'll shoot you in the face so you can't have an open casket. But sometimes they'll leave your jewelry and stuff when it's like a mob hit. So if this is a mob hit, it's a daughter of a mobster, maybe they send the note so she's not laying around.
And then it was around that time that people were starting to talk about him as a suspect. But it never made sense to me, not for even a second.
This guy's an idiot.
He asked me, how much would it cost for you to go? And so I told him about 200,000. It was a little padded, admittedly, but not by much. I
mean, Ludes, Molly, Burning Man.
On his next trip around, Bob said he wanted to have dinner.
And did you have that dinner?
We did not. We did not have that dinner.
Why didn't that happen?
Because apparently shortly thereafter, he was on the run for arrested for murder and dismemberment of a body. So he missed the dinner.
He's like, oh, Bob, you'll be the death of us all.
Right there, he's like, oh, shit. Like I just said dismemberment of a body and left.
And I realized what I just said.
Yeah.
And he killed your mom, possibly.
You've been charged with murder. Bail has been set at $250,000. But you can't give someone charged with murder or bail because they're going to run away, of course.
But was your intention when you put up the $250,000 to run away?
Oh, goodbye, $250,000. Goodbye, jail. I'm out.
So, yes, you ran. To answer your question, sir.
He basically makes everyone sound like an idiot for even asking him any questions, which is kind of true, though. I think I said this the first time. Like, I like how these people kind of go blatant on him. You know? It's like, yes, obviously. What do you think?
Well, they're insinuating.
Goodbye, I'm out. My grandma used to exercise like that all the time. And then Robert just killed her.
I don't know what gave me the idea that I should shoplift, see if I could get away with it or whatever it was, but I decided to, rather than to pay, I was just going to take it. As I was leaving, the two security people were out front, and they have to talk to me. We're sorry, you'll have to come with us, blah, blah, blah. Idiotically, I went with them, and I was arrested.
Those never security guards must be so proud.
Oh, my
themselves.
God.
If there was, could you imagine the
rejected TSA workers?
Putting that on your resume, like, I was a security guard that captured Robert Durst.
American hero.
And they'll be like, the guy from Limp Bizkit? Like, no. Robert Durst.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Why were you bald?
I was on the lam. I was trying to disguise myself. And that worked real good.
Did you shave your eyebrows?
Everything.
Why?
It looks more like less like me. You look like you look weird with your eyebrows shaved in addition to your head.
And that was intentional.
Yeah, how do you accidentally shave your eyebrow?
It's Crazy Town. No, he's in Crazy Town. Right, you're on the lam. You kill people and you're like, oh shit, here's $250,000 bail. Like, I gotta bail. I gotta leave town. Let me shave my head, shave my eyebrows.
Who shaves their eyebrows by accident?
Diabolical.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical.
Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical.